have arrived in very, very sacred place. This is Sri Varshana Dham, the place of Srimati Radharani. Such a sacred place that what can we say? It is all very intimate and all very deep. When Srila Prabhupada brought his disciples here for the first time many years ago, they went to the main temple on top of the hill. And Srila Prabhupada explained, just very briefly, that Radharani would be up on this side. Krishna would come from this side. They would come and they would meet together. So it's very deep, very transcendental subject matter. And these hills are saturated with the transcendental loving affairs of Radha and Krishna. Radharani moved here when Krishna moved to Nandagram. That is when Krishna was almost 7 years old. And here they had their most intimate transcendental pastimes. This place where we are now is called Sankarikor. Sankarikor means narrow gully. As you can see, the road through here becomes very narrow between the hills. And just on the other side of the hill is the village of Chitradevi. Sometimes the gopis would come from that village of Chitradevi towards Varshana. And sometimes Krishna and the cowherd boys would be waiting for them here, where we are now. Of course, the gopis would be coming in single file, one by one. And there would be a whole group of big, tough cowherd boys waiting here. So Krishna and the cowherd boys would jump out in front of the gopis. And Krishna would announce, "We know who you girls are. We have heard all about you. We have heard that you girls are sneaking around through the hills of Varshana. Trying to find a place to sell your dairy products on the black market. But the king, Kamadev, Cupid, he has sent us to stop you." So immediately you have to pay a tax. And then, as we mentioned earlier, Lalita would step forward very boldly, challenge Krishna, "Who is this King Kamadev? Maharaj Vrishabhanu is the king here. Radharani is his daughter. so we can do whatever we like here. But then Krishna would say, all right, but you have to get past us first. So Krishna and the cowherd boys would block the road. And the gopis would try to push through. And the cowherd boys would push back. So it would go back and forth, back and forth, up and down this road here. Lots of shouting. Then maybe Krishna would grab one of the pots and throw it on the rocks. Then the gopis would retreat back down through the gully to the village of Chitradevi. Then it is described, they gathered reinforcements. 200 gopis came through Sankarikor. Of course, they're coming one by one. So Krishna and the cowherd boys, they saw, and they thought, ah, it's just a few gopis again. But then more and more and more gopis coming. Until they surrounded Krishna and the cowherd boys. And Krishna and the cowherd boys became bewildered. Then Srimati Radharani and the gopis poured all the dairy products all over Krishna and the cowherd boys. Srimati Radharani ki. And Madhu Mangal, Krishna's funny Brahmin friend, he was protesting. You girls, how dare you do this? I'm a Brahmin. And he was asking, how did I get mixed up with these Vaishyas? All their low class habits. I'm a Brahmin. And he told Lalita that you are going to become guilty of the sin of drowning a Brahmin. But Lalita just laughed. And she poured more yogurt on top of Madhu Mangal. So then the gopis went back to Chitradevi's village to celebrate their victory. But Krishna and the cowherd boys, they made a special plan. They went through the gully into the village of Chitradevi. And they raided the butter storehouse of Chitradevi. And what happened then? We will tell you when we get through the gully. This is a very suspenseful story. A lot of danger and heroics. But here we can mention historically that one time Lord Brahma approached Lord Krishna. And he appealed to him, please let me have some service here in Vrajmandala. And Krishna said, sure, you can come here to Varshana. And with your four heads, you can become four of the main hills of Varshana. Lord Vishnu approached Krishna. He said, please, let me have some service also. So Krishna said, okay, you can become a hill also in Varshana. So now, the hill that you all are sitting on this side, this is the head of Lord Vishnu. You are sitting on the head of Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Lord. And you can see it is a darker color. See, the rocks are darker colored. Then on this side, this is one hill. It is one of the heads of Lord Brahma. There are four hills on this side. They are the four heads of Lord Brahma. And you can see, they are a lighter color. Sort of yellowy color. This is blackish color. So like this, the gopis went back to the village of Chitradevi. And Krishna and the cowherd boys, they made a strategy. And they raided the butter storehouse of Chitra. And what happened next, we will tell you when we go down through the gully now. But it is very dramatic. Extremely dramatic. Lots of danger, heroics. Now, in the course of all this, Krishna at one point, he stood on the side where you can see there's a little throne just past these five young men or this other young man with the red shirt on. There's a little throne just next to them, you see? So at one point, Krishna got up there. He took a rock. He threw it at the pot of yogurt on Radharani's head. And it smashed on the rock just on this side. And to this day, 5,000 years later, you can still see the stain on the rock left from that yogurt, from the pot of Srimati Radharani. There, where the flowers are. And I think there's some money there. So you can take the flowers and take the money. Hamara, hamara, paisa hai. Hum chor hai. I told him, we are thieves. You see, Krishna and the cowherd boys, they would stop and cause all these problems. Some of their modern day representatives are waiting for us there. They also want to charge a tax. So if you want to give a tax, well, you know, one fact is, all this money we have, I don't think anyone sitting here is on the poverty line. And all this money we have, of course, if we can use it all for Krishna, that's very good. But sometimes we use it for things we don't need so much. New big TV, and so on. Fancy clothes. So if we can, without getting into anxiety about it, give a little donation here and there. It will relieve us of some of the burden of that excess money, which otherwise we may spend on the wrong things. So anyway, it is completely up to you. Don't be in anxiety. Just go through with a big smile and laugh. And if you want, give something. If not, just say Radhe Radhe and carry on. This is life in Vrajmandala. Okay, so now we will go through Sankariko. Shri Sankariko ki. Shrimati Radharani ki.